here's what happens.
Shona Osterhout has 20 eighth graders at Zantakahini Middle School enraptured.
He doesn't believe her because he's had the proof, right? Air quote proof. And he goes to her and he strangles her. Oh my God.
Okay. Othello, played by student Benny Latta, wraps his hands around his wife, Desdemona, played by another student. Desdemona is dying.
And so you can take your hands off her.
Thank you.
And enter Amelia. She's heard a lot of commotion. And she
eighth grader Chloe McAdams goes over to Desdemona.
What has happened here?
And Desdemona,
Izzy Luna plays Desdemona.
Suicide, I killed myself.
And then she dies.
Oh my God.
13-year-old Dana Tran says it was fun watching her classmates act out Othello.
And it was shocking because I didn't think that he would kill his wife.
Student Lindsay Nguyen says Shona Osterhout's teaching style got her to pay attention.
From her shouting and her, well, not in a bad way, but like the shouting and like her expression, it made me listen.
That was Osterhout's goal. To make Shakespeare's play accessible to the middle schoolers.
Shakespeare just writes about human truths. I mean, he writes about racism, he writes about jealousy, he writes about love, he writes these amazing relationships. And that, to me, just goes through every age group.
Osterhout visited every eighth grade class at Floyd Dryden Middle School and most at Zantakahini. Perseverance also planned post-play discussions of Othello at Montessori Borealis and Juno Community Charter School. Osterhout says getting the students to move around and act the parts instills the plot, and that makes it easier to watch the play.
When they see what's going on and they hear what's going on and the words are a little different and hard to understand, that they'll know exactly because they've done it themselves or they've watched their friends do it, which is always way more important that I can sit there and talk to them for hours and hours. But if their friends do it, then we're in like Flynn. Yeah.
A character like Iago, Osterhout says, is easy to get into.
Iago is an archetypal villain. I mean, he is like the villain's villain. When he's on stage, I mean, kids in classrooms over at Floyd Dryden were booing him every time he went, you know, to do something. And for me, that's like the perfect, I mean, that's what Shakespeare would have wanted anyway. He wants audiences to feel what's happening.
Eighth grade teacher Amy Lloyd says she enjoyed watching the students gasp and cheer during the class.
They were all engaged. I mean, everybody was paying attention. Nobody was like squirming around. I didn't have one bathroom pass. I mean, you know, that's a good sign.
The goal of any given child is to provide an equitable arts experience for all students. With the program's launch in Juno, every eighth grader, regardless of what teacher they have or what socioeconomic level they come from, will see Othello for free. A student ticket would have cost $8.
Theater isn't as accessible to everybody unless you get that push. And so I'm hoping this really makes them feel like, okay, if I went again on my own, I'd feel more comfortable. It would be somewhere I've been before and I understand how it works.
In total, about 520 Juno 8th graders saw Othello at Perseverance Theater. It's good preparation for the spring, when they'll be reading Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.